streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Royce and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
I gotta do right before they call me home.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's your main man, Rob Boy, checking in with my lovely wife, Lucinda. And we got a great show for you tonight, like she said. And without hesitation, we're going to bring our main guy on, and he's going to formally introduce himself, and we're going to get this interview started. Hey, my friend, welcome to the show, and go ahead and let him know what it is.
Hey, what's going on? It's David Busby. I'm from Inglewood, California, currently residing in Atlanta. I'm currently on the TV show The Smash Hit Saints and Sinners, currently airing on Bounce TV. You can catch that on Sundays, 8-9 Eastern Standard Time. You got to check with your local networking to figure out what channel it's on. But yeah, man, it's your boy, live and direct. What's happening, everybody?
Man, we glad to have you here, my brother. So briefly let the fans around the world know, how did you get involved with that role and you survived the gun violence? Get into that a little taste for the people.
You got it. Well, it all started, it was a background opportunity with this TV show called Tales that airs on BET. And then I went to be an extra on set. And then someone on set told me, hey, look, you should go take these acting classes. And I went to the acting class. It was with Dwayne Boyd over in Decatur. And at the class, it just so happened they had a showcase the next week. And he told me, hey, look, you should come down and audition. So I go down and audition. And when I get down to the audition room, I'm about to give these dudes my lines and whatnot, and they asked me to provide my slate, so I did my slate, and I told them I was from Inglewood, California, as opposed to saying Atlanta, and they stopped me and briefly told me about, you know, what happened to them when they went through Inglewood, California, how they encountered some gang activity while they were just at the stoplight, to show you how real the streets be, and after they, you know, finished their story, I told them, well, hold tight, because let me tell you what happened when I went back home to Inglewood, California. And I explained to him how I was sitting in front of my house, and a white Dodge Dart pulled up maybe about 10 feet in front of me and let off. The dude got out the back seat with an AR-15 and let off 18 shots. And one of them hitting me in my head, and the bullet's still in there. So I ended up falling out of the car. I was in a Honda Pilot. I got out the car, and I went running up the grass to get to my grandparents, like the front door. And while I'm sitting there, or at least laying down on the ground, thinking that it's almost done, all I could think was, you know, saying my goodbyes. But I almost became peaceful with letting go and being going into the next life. But something clicked in me like, nah. This is when you most live. This is when you start. This is when you fight for everything that you think you already have. You need to start fighting for that even more and appreciating it. And the agents were like, wow, this is crazy. No, yeah, you're signed to the agency. And then that just changed my life. From there, I got the opportunity to audition for Saints and Sinners, and then they called me back. So it was a great opportunity.
That's
a hell of a journey.
Beautiful right there, man. Yes, sir. And what would you tell another person, you know what I mean, that's in that type of environment, the gang environment, or just a regular person that might come through a gang environment? What kind of advice would you give that person?
I tell them to know thyself, because a lot of times with the whole gang stuff, brothers, they don't have any guidance. They don't have no plans. So since they don't have none, you know, there's some homies that make some plans for you. So get to planning for yourself, because if not, you fall in the trap of someone else's. So I would just inspire young brothers to just continue thinking for themselves. Show love to your homies, but get out here and learn this knowledge for yourself. You got iPhones, you got technology that's at our fingertips, you know, so there's no excuses for anybody. So we got to just get out here, just keep reading these books and connecting with brothers who've been there and done that. Because if homie ain't got no experience, then you learning from the wrong dude. You feel me, son?
Yeah, that's real talk, man. You know, I respect that to the fullest. So you residing down in ATL now, and your family still out in Inglewood?
Yes, sir. They still back in L.A. in Inglewood, holding it
down.
Okay,
my man. So you go back and forth to visit family, and now you on your craft now at what God done bless you with to show other young brothers that you can do what you want to do if you're serious about doing it. Is that something that
Definitely.
You let the young people know as well?
Yeah, absolutely, because we're in the generation of taking out the middleman. So if you want to be an actor, you don't have to wait to be casted. You can make your own work. Okay, you don't have a camera, but if you got an iPhone, you can definitely get it in. And they got different apps where you can edit the footage and you can actually put out the content, or you can go and drop in on a class, you know, and audit it for free the first time. You know, it's no excuse. So I would definitely tell people out here, like, to get out here and get it. Don't let it be. You got to eat from somebody's hands. Because dudes in the streets, you know, they get out here and get it out the mud. But you can do this the clean way. You ain't always got to turn to the streets. You know, instead of going up and picking up a strap and getting dope, I'd rather pick up a pen and write down thoughts on a pad and then make it come to life. You know what I'm saying? And sell that work.
Because you ain't going to jail for that. You know what I mean?
Nah,
you're going to jail
that.
For running out here doing everything that's nuts and crazy. So that's a good thing to tell the young people, brother. And if you want somebody to follow you, give them your handle, where you're at on Twitter and Facebook and all these social media for your fans to follow.
Oh, definitely. They can follow me on IG at non-regular, spelled the same way it sounds. You know, we don't do no regular things around here. If you want to hit me up on my email, bookdavidbusby@gmail.com. And yeah, I definitely look forward to the love. You know, I embrace it all. I'm a regular dude, human being, just like everybody else listening. So, and it ain't no magic here. If you want to chop it up, I shoot you some real talk.
My man. And we need that, young brother. I'm glad that you said that, because there's so many people get to where they need to be in the game, and they forget that God wants you to educate the next man and the next woman that wants to be educated to the next phase of the game. See, everybody forget that part of the game. So that was something very accurate, man, that I love
that
you said tonight right there, brother. You know, if you didn't say nothing else, what you said right there was a mouthful, player, straight up.
Man,
because this is what the game is all about, man. You said it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't get up on the hill and forget that it's other people that's trying to get there too. You know what I mean? Especially if they serious about getting there. Lay the game down for them so they can help another person get there. So that's called chain reaction, you know?
I'm getting goosebumps listening to you, for real, because a person helped me. And what other way to keep moving forward?
Say that again, young brother. Somebody did what?
Because somebody helped me.
That is. And it's just your right to turn around. You can't help everybody. But it's somebody that God going to put before you that you can help, just like someone helped you. Another magic word you just spoke, brother. You can't help everybody, but it's that one or two or a few that you sure can move forward. And they're going to thank you and help somebody else move forward. That's all the training is about, dude. You keep that frame of mind, young brother, you're going to always move forward. You feel me?
I say.
And what else would you
that.
Like the fans to know, brother?
Hey, you know, keep your faith in God and just believe in yourself. Don't put your validation in nobody else's hands. You know what I'm saying? You are complete. You're a beautiful work in progress. You know, don't let other people try to dim your light, nor should you dim your own light for others. Keep shining.
And that's what's up, my brother, you know. And we just want to say one more time, homie, let them know where to catch you at on that show and give them them times again.
Oh, yeah, definitely check me out on Saints and Sinners Sunday nights, 8 or 9 Eastern Standard Time. Check with your local program and see what channel Bounce TV airs. But, yeah, man, definitely be on the lookout for that Saints and Sinners. Stay tuned.
Real talk. And I want to thank Ms. Smith for always bringing nice guests on the show. And we want to thank her out there in Cali. That's been our homegirl for a long time now. And much love.
Much love.
Keep sending that love. Definitely, you know.
Always.
And for you, young brother,
always,
when you get time, check us out on thestreetsofloveyouback.com.
I'm going to do that. That's a fact. I'm definitely.
Yeah, we educate
contact.
Against gangs, drugs, and violence. That's what our organization do. I'm out of Detroit, but I reside
really?
In Arizona now, you know. Yeah. So,
okay. So you know what's up.
You ever seen?
You been, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I be doing my thing, man, helping the kids, man, you know. And check us out on that American Gangster show, you know, the Best Friends episode. I'm on that episode.
Wow. Oh, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, it's you can look at it on our website. So no commercials. So Hollywood sent me the documentary. No commercials. You can just go to our website and check that whole episode out. StreetsDon'tLoveYouBack.com, brother. And you enjoy your day, man. Keep up that good work, man. And keep blessing other people, brother, okay?
I say, I'll do it. You do the same, OG.
Will do, man. Ms. Smith, much love to you out there, man. And great show, man. And keep up the good work, young player.
All right. Y'all be blessed.
Have a good night. Take care. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. That was our main man, Dave, in the building. Make sure you go out and check him out, check the show out, and support him on that. And once again, it's all about supporting others. That's about doing the right thing. Check us out, StreetsLoveYouBack.com. Peace.